Not just put it in the mailbox outside. You better put it so you don't forget it.
I'm trying not to forget. We were talking about the passages of the Zohar before.
Yes. So you see now they put
these
it.
These are the passages here?
No. Well, this every siddur has it. We start with Shalom Aleichem as you do.
Right.
This is not a fixed minhag to say it. Sometimes we say it in synagogue, but it's not a fixed minhag for us to say it. But Shalom Aleichem, you don't say this. And
you say Eshet Chayim also?
Eshet Chayim, following it right after it. And before we say this, this portion, we say, this is part of the Mishnayot of the Shabbat. Zachorti Mashvad HaKadosho. And it's this portion. And then we go back and say this, Atkinu Sha'adat Adem Ha'otah. And we sing this also. It's very, very simple and really draggy melody. And just very repetitious. So now they omitted that before and he inserted that. Then on Yom Shabbat, this is the standard Kiddush. We at home, we also we say this Zohar, this portion of the Zohar. And this, we also say there's another part which is not included here, some other books have it, excuse me. The one in Argentina, which is very large as well. There are some in
from Manchester, England?
Not so much. Left my heart, no. South America, Colombia, Panama. But the big ones are here, United States, New York,
Mexico.
Argentina, and Mexico. They're the biggest.
What I'd like to do, if we could, is I guess do some things connected with the Shalosh Regalim. Thank you. The Tefillah Geshem, which is on page 290 of mine. This Tefillah Geshem, is it the same melody that's used for Tefillah Tal?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Let me just get the tape of prayer.
The first portion starts. Shifat Rebibim Yorid Mezebulat Echayot Zera Belatet Peri Yebulat Matar Yore Umalkosh Yorid Aim Agadat Yot Dashin Veshamin Kol Peri Ayes Ve'alat Hish mishlach ha'ofer terem yenusun selala zachor yizkor li notaya ashalad komem gan na'ul ufardes vimmon shetila kiryat hana david umir dalaoz hayalad Shobe bliss of Barashin Melu Ehot Kedilev Banu Letal Piot in Aru Horagoi Melev Erev Hamarin Tadu Yadav. Now the other portion, this second portion, they actually borrow a melody from one of the other holidays.
And where does this melody come from? That's a...
It's just traditional from many, many years ago. We don't even know the origin of it.
Beautiful melody.
This is Lishoni Bonanta Elohai Vatvahar Beshirim Shesanta Befitov Mimmishar بنقدح كون أنت سعادة من شحار بدي غار تتا بكرئي غوني حار بيصريه البنتا كموسى مرصا حار بلاخ لو شتا لبابي بسحر حار هي ستري عتا كيت مل والمحار وما غني أتا إلو هاي حار. Now this is the same melody that we have in the Shabbat and Shemor to be ma'aneh. So we borrow that for this part. Then we go back to the same before.
Okay.
Yisbe'un yedidecha me'osarot shamayim V'yisabba adama lo sab'a mayim Bedu tetishelah Tashuyim ta'amayim Yehayenu miyumayim. And it's all the same.
Just repeat the same.
Yeah. Okay. And sometimes different paragraphs or portions are said by different members.
Right.
So there's two or three or four Hazanim in the area. So you'll find that the Hazan will start and the next one will say another one.
Yeah, that's the day better. Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe like the alternate. Yeah. Okay.
And then the rest, the Elokeinu v'Elohei Avoteinu, there is really no melody to it. It's just practically reading out, except they give it a little intonation. Elohim will have a turn of a gishme or a tahir adama. Obviously, it's up to the Hazan. If you can embellish it some, they will. And it's the Maqam al-Salah. בגשמי ברכה תבריך אדמה בגשמי גילה תגיל אדמה בגשמי דיסו תדשין אדמה בגשמי הוד תהדר אדמה בגשמי ועד טוב תבעיד אדמה בגשמי זמרה תזמר אדמה בגשמי חיים תחיי אדמה בגשמי טובה תטיב אדמה בגשמי ישועה תושיע אדמה בגשמי חלקלה תחלקי לאדמה אנא הולידם לאורה לברכה לגילה לדיסה להוד לבעד טוב לזמרה לחיים טובים לטובה לשועה לפרנסה ולכלכלה כמו שאתה הוא המון העירנו רב להושע משיב הרוח ומוריד הגשם לברכה. That's not necessarily the way the Hazan is going to do it. Mm-hmm. Then they just read it monotonously, yeah. Just straight through.
Yeah, always in Saba, or
no? If they have the Hazan, some oft times also a rabbi will read this part, and it'll just be a
reading,
just
yeah.
A monotonous, really, yeah. Really.
Any reason why Saba, or it's that's just
no, just established, just no. I'm wondering if our family established that some flavor. I don't know.
And then after that, Yetichas.
No, then that's it. Then they say Yetichas Asher Yesh Bevetecha, and they go on. And they take back the Sefer Torah back to the Yechad, and they go on to Musaf. Now our custom. You're familiar with the hakafot, the way we do it, and
I've been there once.
Well, there's a lot of pismonim that they use for the hakafot, and some of them have anyana deyoma. Others just are catchy tunes, so for all the kahal to join in, and you know, dance with the sefer Torah. There really is no other piyutim as far as the Sukkot are concerned.
There also there's mirot, correct? There
mirot.
There is said right before Mariv.
Well, that's you mean the pismonim?
No, actually, it's a Tehillim.
Oh, that's Asher Batot.
I don't know, this would, I guess, not be in Shabbat. Page 50?
15?
50. I know that there was also a Zmurah that they said before the prayers on the...
This is the Mizmor Shel Yom Tov. We say a Mizmor, every Yom Tov, we have one Mizmor before Arbit. And usually it's just a Mizmor from the Tehillim.
The Mizmor Shel Yom. That's interesting. Mizmor, we say it on the day. Is there any particular melody?
Don't you say?
We say it on the day. We don't say it at night.
You don't say it before Ma'ariv. Before Arvit. No, this is the the melody of Tehillim. الله صيح مسكين لبني كوراح كي أيال تعرض على فيك مايم كين نفسي تعرض لخيلهم. This is the melody of the Ta'amim of the Tehillim. This book does not have them, but I mean, we know the more or less the Ta'amim by heart. سامع نفسي لإلهيم لإل حي أتاي أبو برأي بن إلهيم حيث اللي دمعتي لحيم يوما فلا إله بأمور إلهي كل يوم أي إلهيخ إلي إسكرا إشبخ علي نفسي كي أبور بسخ إذا الدمع عديت إلهيم بكل لنا بتودا همون حقك ما تشتوح حي نفسي بتهمي علي وحيدي لإلهيم كي عود ودينو يشعود بناف إلهي. You're interested in having the whole as well, are you?
No, that's good. So that's just the straight, reading of the Mizmor. I didn't bring my machzor for Shavuot. Actually, I didn't even see that there is one for Shavuot. But yeah, should we maybe do Tefillat Tal? Tefillat Tal.
It's about the same.
Now, is that particularly Syrian, or is that...
Yeah, this was done by my brother-in-law, Louis. Is that on?
Yeah. Want me to turn it on?
Yeah. It can have better order, because, you see, there's right here, they put all the Shalosh Regalim.
Right.
So, there's constant reference from, go back to this page, back to this page, back to this page, where this one is just in order. And... They just did one for
Pesach. Yeah, I saw that in the synagogue.
Yeah.
It's very nice, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't, I just looked at it once, I happened to see it, but yeah.
But they haven't done, they have not done one for Shavuot.
No. It's about the same melody as it is the same melody as the other, mm-hmm. only the wording is different. And this usually this is an announcement that's made, and this is just in plain talking. Mitkar abdichon kudamichon de avad leabar zeman engeshim ubaz zeman atfal lehayim veloli mavet lesum veloli rab lebracha veloli klala leshalom veloli melhama leherut veloli abdut yoshem meset arion tazil talenu. ואתם שזופת שמש לחוסת פטרוסים מרודיה תנו בבית כללי רסיסים האל העונה ואת חסור עמוסים מרן הוא לחוק החוסים שלח רוחך הטוב להחיות גבינו לקדמותך תשיב נחלת סבינו ממך טוב לכל ימעשה בדינו הלא אתה תשוב תחיינו. And this we go back to the same thing. Shoni konanta Elohai Ramdebaha Beshirim Shesamta Befitom Mimisha Benirdach konanta Seade Mimisha Benirarun Tata Bekoreino Niha ויסרי הלבנתה כמו סמר סחר ולכן לא שתה לבבי בסחרחר יסטרי עתה כאתמול ולמחר ומרני אתה אלוהי אל תאחר. לך לשלום גשם ובשלום טוב. And this is more. This Elohim, we have a terrible time in Ura. Tahir Adama. They respond Amen.
Okay.
To each one of these Berachot. Betale Liberacha. Tivarech Adama. And so on. Okay. Here in this book, he has both the Kunatan and the Kunan Geshem because this is an all inclusive book.
Right, inclusive. Also, there was one thing that they. That was also done on Shavuot, right after the reading of the Sefer Torah, the Azharot?
Yes, the Azharot.
Azharot. And what is that the commandments?
Yes, the Azharot, the Shavuot, we have this Azharot, this is to be David ben Elazar Mekovar. And this gives you a little English description. A poetic description of God's revelation on Mount Sinai. Okay, that's just his edition. And this is the Shinodab and Gabirol.
Mm-hmm.
And these are inclusive, and they include all the Tariyat Mitzvot, the 248 Asay and the 365 Asay. And there's a very beautiful book on Azharot that was done by Hakam Biton. Beautiful. With the Perush. This is very, very good. It's worth to interview and get one of these.
And this is by who?
By Rabbi Gaton. He used to be, he was also at one time principal in our yeshiva, Magen David.
So
he's Syrian, really? He is. I believe he's from Morocco.
Really?
I know he's from North Africa. I don't know if it's Morocco or Tunisia. I think he's from Morocco.
Yeah, that's okay.
He only has the 248 asse. He didn't do the other. He didn't get that. I think he
quite
a left off. He passed away recently. Very, very fine man.
So he taught in the community, or?
Yes, he taught. He was a teacher, and he was also a principal in the Magen David Yeshiva. He originally came, if I'm not mistaken, to the Mir Yeshiva.
But he was smart. Yeah. So this is sung, right? The Azharot?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all just one melody.
Okay.
And the portion that I read there, that's Jimur. The Azharot Yom Rishon, it starts with this, which is to David ben Azhar Bakola. Amon yom ze nahalu am ze al yad huze ish ha'iluim noti aliyya ve'osid nishiyya lecha dunia and so on.
This is the same melody.
The same melody also. Then the Shemur B'Maneh is a little different. That's the melody that we use in the other portions.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, honey.
Good, how are you? This is usually done after the Sefer Torah, or is it done
We don't
afterwards?
Do it. There were some kehillot, I understand, that used to do all or part of it in the synagogue. We just give them the first three Pesukim and the last Pesukim. In other words, just putting them, reminding them that today we read the Azharot. We have our custom to read the Azharot at home.
At home, okay.
Come home, we read it to the family.
Uh-huh.
And traditionally we had here, Alav Shalom, Shlomo Sutton. He was very famous for his explanation of the Azharot in the synagogue. So everybody used to look forward to hearing him describing all the mitzvot that are mentioned and covered in the Azharot. And he used to do it in the synagogue. He used to come 4 o'clock until before Minhah, until Minhah time. And this one is a Mesil Shaddai Hase Vesot Kolo Achase Vemisvot Lo Taase Veagid Meshari Ketubim Be'emuna Ve'edut Ne'imana Ve'chime Hashana Ve'mispar Nachkarim. And so on.
That's the same melody as the second part.
We borrowed that.
Right.
Those other portions of the Tal and the Geshem
right.
from this.
It's interesting that this is the Lo Ta'aseh, Ken?
Yeah.
That the Lo Ta'aseh melody is in some ways a little peppier than the Mitzvah Aseh.
Yes, it is. It's a little peppier, yeah.
But that's
very
good. Okay, maybe we should call it a day. I mean, this is very
important. Right. And the other thing that we read is Rut.
Megillat Rut,
and we read that also on Shemot.
Okay.
And Megillat Rut has its own melody, since you're here, you might as well cover that.
Sure, absolutely. So you do the mitzvot aseh on the first day in the low
aseh? Yeah. Alice! Alice! Excuse me. Hi, honey. Different melodies to the in the ta'amim, to the different portions of the ketubim. This is the way the ta'amim are read, the melody of them for the root.
What makam is this?
Bad. ויהי בימי שפוט השופטים בירב בארץ וילך איש מבית לחם יהודה לגור בשדה מואב ובשתו ושני בניו בשם האיש אלי מלך בשם אשתו נעמי בשם שני בניו מחלון וחניון אפרתים מבית לחם יהודה ויבוא שדה מואב ויהיו שם וימות אלי מלך איש נעמי ותשאיר היא ושני בניה ויצאו להם נשים מואביות שם האחת עורפה ושם השני תרות וישבו שם כעשר שנים וימותו גם שניהם מחלון וחניון ותשאיר האשה ושני ילדיה ומאישה. It's a pleasant, delicate melody, but it's its own distinctive melodies for these times. There's no other part of the Ketubim that have this melody. So that covers all the
really. Yeah, all these for the
Shabbat. Anyway,
thank you very much. I'm going to be going away for a couple of weeks. I'm going to California.
What do you do there?
My family's from there.
Oh yes, that's right.
So I was talking. I think I was talking with your brother David, because I always go to Bet Torah, and he told me that there's a Syrian synagogue there.
Yes, there's a Syrian congregation there.
Is it Mogen David?
I think they're called Mogen David also. Mogen David of California. Yes.
Do you know the Chazan there?
The Chazan? I don't know if they have a Chazan. They used to have the Chazan that's here in the Mogen David here now. Yehuda Shetrit. He used to be there, now he's here. He's been here for 2-3 years now. So I don't know if they have a replacement for her, but it's very possible that Joe Fallas, who's a Balabite, possibly he acts as the Hazan. He performs as the Hazan for the Hazan Shem Yasubo.
Okay.
Joe Fallas, and also one of the other principals involved in there, his name is Gindi. I think it's Jack Gindi.
Is it a big community there?
I don't think so. No, it's not. There's
just
not,
one
there's
synagogue?
Not numbers. Oh, yes. Just one synagogue. I don't even know how large their minyan is.
It's very interesting. My wife and I got married in Los Angeles at a Sephardic temple there. It's called Tiferet Yisrael, which I think is actually Moroccan. I didn't remember what it was saying. But it really is one of the most beautiful synagogues
really?
In Los Angeles. And it was a very popular place to have, you know, an Orthodox wedding, because there were very few Orthodox synagogues that had wedding halls or you know, something like that. So other people would have it at hotels, but my parents really wanted us to do it in a synagogue, so we did it there. It was beautiful, beautiful synagogue. So LA's nice. Have you been there?
Where?
To Los Angeles?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Yeah, it's nice there.
I've been practicing every state of the union.
Really?
So, maybe towards the end.